lovely. It's lovely here when the sea comes in over the pier down there.
Yeah.
Lashes in over it. Well, that's when you know it's real winter. Now, get the old valve radio warmed up here.
How long does it usually take for it to warm up?
About 40 or 50 seconds, I suppose.
And that was just for it to...
And you see a magic eye there, a green eye comes on there, called the magic eye.
And that tells you it's ready to go?
That tells you it's right on the station, and that's when it...
Ah.
Still available, and birthday greetings to Olive Quinn, principal of St. Bridget's National School in Moat County, Westmeath.
I'm here with Pat Herbert in the Hurdy Gurdy Museum, and he was telling us about the first time he ever saw radio.
My first radio was, to see radio, was down in the west of Ireland in Mayo, in a little village outside of Crossmolina.
Right.
1947, and I was 10 years old at the time. It brought light into my life for the first time, because where we lived was out in the countryside, and you can imagine after the Second World War, there was very little paraffin oil or candles or whatever. So our lighting was very limited.
Mm.
There was no electricity. So once 3 or 4 o'clock had come in the evening, everywhere was in darkness. With this magic box, with the valves and the bulbs and powered by batteries, and it lit up the whole house. And it was really magic for me to see this. And to see cities and radio stations around the world on the dial of the radio that I had never even heard of, and foreign different languages coming in. It had an effect on me for the rest of my life.
And what would it be, music you were listening to or sports?
In fact, my earliest memory of it was an All-Ireland football final, 1947. It was played outside of Ireland for the first and only time. Our neighbours had this radio anyway, so all the neighbours gathered around the house to listen to this match. And I can remember it vividly, because we as youngsters had to wait out in the front garden, and the window of the house was open, and we had to sit around in the front garden, listen to this match, because all the neighbours were inside seated in all the rooms in the house. It was the only one in the locality. And this match, coming from 3,000 miles away, coming through space.
The New York Police Band, the swirl of the kilts and the parade.
To a little cottage in the west of Ireland with an aerial high up on a tree to pick up the reception or whatever.
And Ginny Lyon leading the pride of the kingdom, two fine bodies of men, cognizant of the fact that they were making history.
How about your first record player when you first kind of get into records?
My parents came back from America in Christmas of 36, so they would have brought back a record player, or as it was known at the time, a little gramophone, wind-up Columbia gramophone.
Right.
And they would also have some records back from America.
Mm.
And most of the records of that time in America, in the 30s, were John Feeney, or the McNulty family, and later Delia Murphy. Don't forget, in the early days of broadcasting, the Irish were very big in America.
Right.
They brought their music and culture to America with them, and a lot of them recorded on the early phonographs and record players and whatever, you know. So the records they had with them, as I say, was mostly the McNulty family, John McCormick and John Feeney.
Well, we have maybe a listen to some records you'd like to maybe play us.
I'm sure
it's hard to pick your favourite one with all the ones you have, but
I've loads of favourites.
You have? Well, shall we pick a few out and maybe give them a spin?
Yeah. It's about an Irish singer in America, John Feeney. This is a song about his homeland, and also my homeland.